It's time for the Podketeer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That spells Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podketeer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you'll wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Hello, Podketeers, and welcome to the ninth episode of the Podketeer Podcast. This is the D23 Expo Report. We just attended the D23 convention in Anaheim this last weekend, August 19th through 21st. Had a great time. Met lots of great people, made a lot of new friends. I got to meet and talk to Bill Farmer, the voice of Goofy. And also got to meet Mr. James Coleman, who is a renowned Disney artist who paints the Mickey and Minnie Around the World series with them in the Eiffel Tower and different locations around the world. I bought a painting that he did with the gang in front of the Capitol building around a campfire. He does great work with light. I like his stuff even better than Thomas Kincaid, who I have a bone to pick with because he did a painting of the partner statue in Disneyland. And unfortunately, right behind the castle, they show the sun either setting or rising. I would imagine be setting because when it's rising, the people aren't in the park. And anybody that's been to Disneyland knows the sun does not set behind the castle. So anyway. strayed from what I was going to tell you about. But anyway, got to meet lots of cool people and bought some pins. Really, that's all I bought. I looked at t-shirts and didn't see any t-shirts that I haven't seen other places. There were a few. They had some Imagineering shirts that looked pretty cool, but unfortunately they didn't make them my size. So I'm a little bigger than an extra large, and that's all I seemed to see there was the biggest shirts they had was extra large. But anyway, I have some cool audio from a number of different presentations they had there, and I'm not going to be able to fit it all into this show, so you'll be hearing some of it over the next couple of shows. Right now, I would like to play a short little interview I did with James Coleman, the painter, and give you a little background on him, so to speak. That's kind of a pun almost, because he was a background artist with the Disney Studios, and over the course of, I believe he said 26 years. He says in the interview, but I believe he said 26 years, and his last work that he did, the last movie was on the Beauty and the Beast. So he's done some amazing work there. He decided to quit doing that and to go out on his own, and it certainly was a wise decision because he's done very, very well. His stuff's real well known and sold, as I said, throughout the park. I'm not sure whether they're sold in Disney World or not, but it wouldn't surprise me. Without going on any further with that, I'm going to go ahead and play that interview, and I'll be back right after that. Just one more little thing on the James Cameron interview. We kind of started in mid-conversation. We were talking about something that really doesn't apply, and I didn't want to put on here. So pardon me, but the conversation kind of picks up in almost mid-sentence. So forgive that. But the rest of the interview is pretty cool. Here we go. Yeah, so I'm always...
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I bought your one of the Capitol building with around the fire. I've admired that at the Disneyana store for ages. That's a beautiful thing.
Again, we were talking. I was talking to the guys at Collectors and... See you again soon.
All right, bye-bye.
And we were talking about 4th of July coming up, and so that was where the idea for that came, was, well, let's do a piece for 4th of July. And it's amazing how many people love that piece of art.
Oh, that's always been my favorite.
And you just never know, you know, what you, when you paint something, you think, well, this came out good and everything, but it sold really well right off the bat. And so I should have known that, but then I didn't see it around so much, and we've sold quite a few of them here because of the, you know, it's because of the, here it is.
And also all the different around the world locations you put,
yes,
Mickey and Minnie into.
Yes.
That's very nice.
Well, again, I had an idea the first couple of years I was doing the Disney Fine Art, that if I put Minnie and Mickey in different locations, that people that love those locations and Minnie and Mickey just have the best of all worlds. And it was such a big hit, and now I've got a bunch of places that haven't done yet. I'm going to do Australia and New York, and, well, of course, there's a million places.
Oh, yeah. So you try to pick a landmark that everybody
yeah.
would recognize,
yes,
as being that,
yeah,
place.
Which would be what these all are, you know, that they at least the ones over on this side are. Yeah, because people relate. If they've been to Venice, I was just in Venice a few weeks ago, you know, and you know that when someone falls in love with that city and then they go see that in a painting and go, oh, that's that little canal, I remember that.
I always wanted to be a cartoonist, but I just never had quite the talent, so it really impresses me when I see someone with the talent.
Well, good. I didn't think I was going to be, I never would have thought that I could have worked for the Disney company, you know, and then it was Disney Artists and Roy Sr. that, and he bought one of my first paintings that I ever sold for $30, Roy Sr. And
that must be nice to know that he owned one of your paintings.
It's because then Roy Jr. had it. I don't know now where it is. I'm sure that they have their art collection, you know, the Disney family has their collection, but it was very exciting.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah, and
especially since it was one of your first paintings.
It was one,
sold.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, I had never thought you could really make money. You're thinking that you're going to die a starving artist.
Oh, because so many do, because there's a lot of very good artists that just never get the break.
That's right. But I was that didn't happen. Thank goodness I was in the right place at the right time, and I had whatever it took to do the job, and we really enjoyed 22 years of making films there. And after Beauty and the Beast, I left to do my fine art full time, and then about 10 years later, the Disney Fine Art started. And so it's been fun too. That just becomes part of my other work as well.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, thank you very much for talking
You're
with me.
You're welcome.
This is Mr. James Coleman.
Yeah.
All
well,
right.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks
thank you
for
very
coming
much.
By.
Have a good day.
Well, I really enjoyed that interview with Mr. Coleman. I know it wasn't the world's most professional interview. You'll find listening to the show that I'm not real good at doing interviews, but I try. But I definitely enjoyed talking to him. All right, now, next up, I'm going to play what I thought was just the best part of the legend ceremony. Jody Benson, who was the voice of Ariel. Anika Noni Rose, who was Tiana in The Princess and the Frog. Paige O'Hara, who was Belle in Beauty and the Beast. And Leah Salonga, who was Jasmine and Mulan. And the four of them who were inducted as Disney Legends got together at the end of their presentations and the acceptance of their awards, and they sang A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes. And it was really just, I mean, it brought a tear to my eye. So now I'm going to play that for you. Hey, Podcateers. I want to play a little something for you. I recorded a little audio while walking around in the D23 convention this last weekend. And I was hunting for the people that do my very favorite Disneyland podcast. And that would be the cast of Mousetalgia. So thought you might get a charge out of listen to me. Hunting for Mousetalgia. Hey, Podcateers. I'm wandering around the vendor area here, and I'm trying to track down the cast of Mousetalgia, which is my favorite Disneyland podcast. And I've been to Mouse Fan Travel about 5 times, because that's kind of their base. And unfortunately, I have not been able to run them down. So I'm not quite so sure that I'm going to be able to. I understand they're in plaid shirts and that Becky is carrying a baby. At least I assume it's Becky. But unfortunately, I haven't tracked them down, and like I said, it looks like I may not, but that's okay. It would have been nice if I could have said hello and told them what a good job they do in the podcast. But it's definitely winding down. We've got a lot fewer people here now than they had yesterday and even than they had this morning. I've been thinking about going to something at 4:30, but I think I'm just going to bail a little early. Just look around the stuff here, see. Spend another hour or so, see if I can track down Mousetalgia, and then if not, my daughter and I just head on home, because tomorrow's a work day. And we definitely, I think, got our money's worth. Well, and then the search continued.
Well, I was standing here watching Lou Mangiello record one of his interviews. Probably hear him in the background.
definitely hear his distinctive voice back there in the background. I don't want to interfere with that, so I'm going to walk away over here a little bit. Still trying to track down Mousetalgia, but I don't think I'm going to be successful. A lot of very friendly folks from this. Boy, this Mouse fan probably spent a few dollars here. They got a lot of people out here. Well, and then after all of that, I finally gave up and decided I'd send Mousetalgia the following letter. It's a voicemail letter. So, Mousetalgia, this one's for you. All right, Mousetalgia gang. I tried to find you. I spent hours looking for you. But I'm leaving the D23 Expo without my Mousetalgia fix. So you guys are going to have to make it up to me by sending me a pin. So anyway, definitely enjoy your show. Hope you guys enjoyed the Expo. I sure did. And keep up the good work.
Podketeers, that about wraps it up for today. I am going to close today's show with the Rainbow Connection song that I recorded at the D23 Expo with Kermit and Ralph. I really got a kick out of that because they paid tribute to Jim Henson. They make a mention there that the guy up there, and I'm quite sure that they're referring to Jim. So hope you enjoyed today's podcast, and we'll be back out here in a week, I promise, with another podcast and some more D23 audio. So until then, you have a magical Disney day, and please enjoy the audio.
Hey, listen, you know what the frog and the dog have in common?
No, I don't.
Well, I think it's that guy up there.
Who's that guy?
You know this one?
You start.
Okay. Why are there so many songs about rainbows? On the other side.
I think I know.
Okay.
Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. And rainbows have nothing to hide.
Wow, shows what you know. So we've been told, and so choose to believe it. Nice. I know there are wrong ways to see. Sing with me.
Okay.
Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Why don't you take one?
All right.
Says that every wish we heard and answered when wished on the morning star.
Someone believed it, but it's done so far.
Someone majors that like you, the stargazing. And what do we think we might see? I should be looking at the lyrics here.
Yeah.
Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection. Dreamers and me, all of us are.
The great caricature artwork on the Podcateer website was created by Disneyland artist Catherine Clark. You may email her at portraitsandcaricatures@yahoo.com. Her blog is located at www.myspace.com/Clark_art.
Podcateer is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company or any of its affiliates. Mickey Mouse copyright 1928, The Walt Disney Company. Any similarity to Disney characters or real persons without satirical purpose, the act of reviewing products, or reporting on newsworthy events, is entirely coincidental. This podcast is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license. For more information, visit our website at www.podcateer.com. This show has been brought to you by the wonderful folks at Toys Etc. Please visit their website at www.toysetc.com. That's TOYZETC.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Disneyland has now ended its normal operating day. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the Magic Kingdom and that you'll be back with us again soon. Drive carefully on your way home. Good night.
Yeah, folks. And me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Mickey.
Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh?
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
What? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company.
Oh, no, not that, Sean.
M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
Goodbye, everybody.
Be careful getting home.
Bye-bye.